What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
94 WIP breaking news.
Oh, we got some big breaking news here, Hugh. The Eagles are opening the practice window for Brandon Graham to return for Super Bowl 59. All right, so they have their first practice today of the week, and the Eagles have opened this practice window. Now, to be fair, opening a practice window doesn't mean necessarily anything. It's just he's eligible now to be activated before the next game, which obviously would be the Super Bowl here. Hugh, what's your read on this? I mean, I asked you, you wouldn't spill the beans on Tuesday when you said you knew, and well, now the practice window's
that's
open.
That's what he talked about.
Okay.
He said, you know, he was working towards that. And, you know, BG's forever the optimist.
Yes.
I've had a similar injury, but it was my bicep. And I think the biggest thing that he's going to have to work on is the fatigue factor, like that arm. Like strengthening that arm so that it won't be a factor in the game. Because I think he mentioned something about the fact that he's been doing cardio and it's been easier because it hasn't been a lower body injury.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times with defensive linemen or any lineman, that's the biggest fear is like when you can't move your legs and do that cardio, that's when you tend to, their weight tends to tick up a little bit. So he's been staying in shape as far as that's concerned. So it's a strength thing now. And if he's able to hold the blocks and at the point of attack and do some of the things that he did before he got hurt.
So I think there's two elements to this. One, there's the emotional element, and then the two, there will be the on-field element. Hugh, the emotional element's going to be awesome. Like, if he's activated and he's in uniform and he's going to be playing, or at least, you know, up and in uniform for the game, like, could you imagine the reaction of the Eagles fans in that building in Louisiana in a couple weeks if he's leading the defense out of the tunnel?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
That's what they want to do, man. You know, because Brandon Steele's kind of wishy-washy about what he's going to do as far as his career is concerned. And if he can go out there and go out on top, man, I mean, that's probably one of the best swan songs you can have, for real.
The other thing is Brandon has shown an ability, and he's played a long time, to bounce back from some pretty significant injuries, right? He tore his knee when he was young. I think it was 2012.
Yeah.
And then he came back and obviously had a very long career. But he also tore his knee in, what was that, 21? And then came back in 22 and had a career high in sacks. I mean, some players just heal quicker and can get through injuries. And I hope he plays. Boy, it'd be a boost here. I would guess if he does get activated to you and he plays and they feel good about him, he would take some snaps from Jalix Hunt, because Hunt's been the guy that's taken the most snaps, I would say,
you know what,
since
to be honest,
he came out.
And I hate to say this, but because I've been big fan of this guy since he's been here.
Are we saying goodbye to the take or the whole thing? Is it over?
Well, it's I mean, hey. Damn, Kyle, I didn't mean that right now.
It did.
But if it's, listen, if it's between BG and Bryce Huff wearing street clothes.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, you know, and y'all know I sat here a couple of days ago, said he's going to have a couple of sacks.
I know, we laughed at you, yeah.
You laugh at me every day. That ain't no big deal. So if BG can play, man, then I'm going to be like, hey, Bryce, thank you.
Yeah, man, it's quite a story. And then there's two sides of that story. One, it's BG's back, right? The other side is the Eagles are so good they could deactivate a $53 million pass rusher. And no big deal.
But, you know, that's just me. They probably won't because of that fact.
Well, but someone's got to sit.
Now, if we talk about an all-hands-on-deck situation, and I'm looking at one-arm BG.
Joe, I mean, give him an arm and a half. Well, he's healthy now.
One-arm BG who probably is not at full strength. And Bryce Huff, I like Bryce a lot.
You're just asking for the poll. Who would you rather activate for Super Bowl 59, one-arm Brandon Graham or two arms Bryce Huff?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm getting ahead of it.
It's one-arm Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I'm playing with one-arm Brandon. And if you – because I know how petty Kyle is. Mm-hmm. Kyle, if you put that poll up, it has to be one-arm Brandon Graham. It has to be.
I mean, I'm voting for one-arm Brandon Graham.
That's the only way.
So who would you rather take? Who do you want taking more snaps in Super Bowl 59?
One-arm Brandon
Bryce
Graham?
Huff or one-arm Brandon Graham?
The votes are going to come in like 90-10, one-arm Brandon Graham. To be totally clear, he does have both his arms. Just one might not be as strong.
And you know what? And you have to be with some of these folks on the internet. They'd be like, what do you mean? What happened to his arm? Come on, dog. It's a joke.
Yeah, we're just kidding. But it's awesome that Brandon Graham is they're opening this practice window. So that'll add intrigue to the practices over the next couple days and into next week. What he's listed as, is he full? Is he limited? I'd guess limited because he hasn't practiced in a while. But we'll see. But Brandon Graham is now activated off of the injured list, and he is his window to practice is open. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's take a phone call, and then we got to let you hear a couple things from Jason Kelce this morning on the morning show. One, give an extra credit to someone that we don't talk that much about when it comes to Saquon's season and his impact. And then, of course, a little emotion from Jason Kelce this morning. Saquon Barkley, has he already surpassed Bryce Harper on the all-time list of Philadelphia free agents? I'm not ready to say it yet. Let me watch the Super Bowl. He runs for 150 against Bags, and they win the game. I will obviously consider saying he's the standard now for free agent signings. I'm not there yet. And who should be the favorite in the game? We know the Chiefs are. I think it's wrong. The Eagles are the better team. They should be the favorite in the game. Let's go to the phone lines. And by the way, 67% voting for Saquon on this poll over Bryce. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugo Kyle, what's up?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Hey, man, if y'all taking Brandon Graham or Bryce Huff, I'm taking BG all day, man. Only thing Bryce Huff been huffing all year is air.
One-arm Brandon Graham.
Man, we going on one-arm Brandon Graham on that one.
Yeah, one-arm. I like one-arm Brandon Graham.
No question.
I like that, man. Brandon Graham will bring more of a spiritual impact to the game. I don't care if he can go, but my thing is I want to make sure that he's fully healed. I want him going out there re-injuring nothing or not be able to contribute to the game. You feel what I'm saying?
So and here's the thing. I think that the emotional impact of Brandon, Terrence, is a huge thing.
Huge.
And we're not – I can't imagine who he's going to play a lot of snaps if he does make it back and they activate him. What are we talking about, 10, 15 snaps?
Oh, yeah, but that's all that matters, man.
I know, and it could be a big moment that he's in. I mean, and Terrence, we know in a big game he can make a big play. We've seen it on the biggest stage.
Yeah, man, and my thing is, I heard you talking about the line and everything. I don't want to be the favorite because I feel like every time a Philly sports team is favorite, they end up blowing a game. So I like that the guys are the underdogs. Because they haven't had the underdog in 2017, and we got the best team right now. My thing is, when the last time we saw a Super Bowl game where somebody got their ass whooped? When was the last time we saw that? The last couple of years, it's been pretty close games, three-point games, one-touchdown games. I can't remember, probably like 7 years since somebody really got dominated and you showed who the best team was. So I like the fact that we're on an underdog trajectory for this game. For you guys asking about Bryce and Saquon, right now, I think they're neck and neck, man. I feel like if Saquon wins this Super Bowl, he's going to surpass Bryce by a lot because we all know Bryce Harper has been there, and my thing is they've been choking the last couple of years. So in 1 year, if Saquon can get there and win it, he's going to surpass Bryce by a long shot, man. Because I feel like he's, the impact he's brought to this team, I feel like he's complimented Jalen, but I feel like also Jalen has complimented Saquon. Saquon has never had an offensive line like this. He never had – I mean, Daniel Jones ain't Jalen Hurts, man. So I feel like he came this year with rejuvenated energy. We all know the saying they said about Saquon. He was injury-prone. He couldn't stay on the field. All these guys got all these things against him. A.J. Brown, problem child. Jalen Hurts, not a good quarterback.
Oh, he's going to get a speech. I hear the Super Bowl
Nick
speech
Sirianni.
Now.
Nick Sirianni. He's a bad coach.
He's a bubblehead.
Some idiot all talk show guys, host was trying to fire him in week five. Crazy.
All these guys bubblehead. Have the chance right now to shut all that up. Mm-hmm. They have the chance right now to close everybody's mouth. And my thing is, what you going to say now? When the Eagles win a Super Bowl, what you going to say now? But my thing is, you're there right now. You got to win it. Because if you don't win it, we're pretty much going down Buffalo Bills territory or the Philadelphia Phillies territory. We're getting there, and we're not winning it. So my thing is, Saquon Barkley, if he wins the Super Bowl, he has to win it. And one more thing, man. I heard you talk about Kelce.
Hmm?
Man, Kelce the dude, man. I don't know if y'all saw that guy when he had on that Kelly Green velour and he was doing that dance. Man, that guy is hilarious, man. Jason Kelce's the man, man.
He's awesome. Yeah, Terrence, we appreciate the phone
call. No, he's a people's champ. No question.
Speaking of Kelce, he was in studio this morning with Joe and John on the morning show, and he was talking about Saquon and Jalen, but I thought it was interesting the way he framed the impacts Jalen has on Saquon, because we're talking about today about Saquon, his impact, and maybe the best free agent signing in decades here in Philadelphia. I still think he's a little bit behind Bryce, but you know, we don't usually hear this much praise to someone who's helping Saquon be what Saquon is. Here it was this morning.
For me, like Jalen, I think Jalen never gets enough credit for a lot of the things he does for this offense, and I don't. You know, Saquon Barkley would not have the season he had without having Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. And that's a reality of it. And he never gets credit for that. And a little bit, but all of that goes to the offensive line and Saquon. Mm-hmm. The reality is his threat as a runner, his threat as an RPO person, all of that stuff opens up so many other things.
Hugh, that was strong. I mean, it was similar, Hugh, what we heard from Seth Joyner a couple days ago, right? Mm-hmm. That Jalen Hurts is checking them into the right play. But he was talking about there the threat of Jalen as a runner has really helped Saquon be this good this year.
Yeah, and we saw that in the first game, or the second game, I should say, against the Commodores, when Jalen went out, how it changed things. Even though, you know, it was tough sledding for Saquon, but he still managed to get over 100 yards in that game. Jalen adds dimension, and we talked about this when we were talking about the matchup of them and the Kansas City Chiefs, how Spags is going to have to attack this team.
Yep.
You can't send the defensive ends on seek and destroy missions to try to stop the run. You have to play sound gap control football. You're gonna take your chances, but you don't want Jalen pulling that ball out, or you know them getting you with the play action fake and Jalen running an end around or something like that, because he still has that ability. So it's gonna put a wrinkle in what you initially want to do when you're trying to stop the run.
So what you're saying there, and what Jason said, that's why of all the different comps that have been used for Saquon coming to the Eagles, the one I always thought is the best one is Kevin Durant going to the Warriors. The Warriors didn't need Kevin Durant, right? They were good. They had set the wins record with Harrison Barnes, who was just a guy at small forward. It's kind of like the Eagles got to the Super Bowl with Miles Sanders. They won 11 games with DeAndre Swift, they're fine, right? They're nice running backs, but they're not special. And like again, the Warriors didn't need that guy, but once it all worked and they came together, it's like, how do you stop that team? How do you stop that offense? And that's at times been the Eagles, especially this past Sunday against the Washington Commanders. All right, 215-592-9494. We had another thing from Kelce here this morning. He got pretty emotional. Can we hear this, Kyle, with the emotion of Jason Kelce this morning with Joe and John?
Everything flashes before you before a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can't help but think back and you think about how am I here? How am I fortunate enough and lucky enough to be here?
Yeah.
And then you think about your teammates and everybody else, and it's just, it's a very overwhelming experience, you know, being on the biggest stage of your profession. And I imagine anybody feels that way, right? Like, no matter what you do, if you get to that point where you have the opportunity to be known as like the best in the entire world of whatever you do, it's a feeling that is, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you've put a lot into it, it's going to mean a lot to you. We've dedicated a lot of hours and time and commitment and travel, and you know, you've foregone a lot of other things in your life.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We hear you, man. Take a moment, Jason. John, you've been through this. I mean, you know what it's like.
He's an emotional man.
Well, that's, and it happens on the station sometimes.
You know what? They make a lot of people cry, man. That's
morning show.
I ain't never going on the morning show. They invoke emotional responses that aren't, you know, put you in precarious situations.
Sometimes emotion leads to more emotion. Like if you see someone cry, you cry.
Yeah, but, well, that was what I was just going to say. Like, Joe tried to go to Richie there to jump in. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Richie wasn't a mess hearing Jason cry.
Well, we know, and we've had that. There's something, I think it
bunch
shows
of criers.
It shows that Jason is, Kelsey is really, truly ingrained here at WIP now.
A sensitive individual.
Well, he's not the only one. Let's hear some of the best cries at WIP.
Not at my time.
Can we hear DeCamera after the Eagles won the Super Bowl back in February 2018?
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry.
Hold
I'm just
dog.
Very
That's
emotional.
Well, that was the beginning
do
of it.
Do you
yeah.
hear this, man?
And he was very, let's hear it again. He said he was very emotional mm-hmm. there, Hugh.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
That's just the weirdest cry that I've ever heard.
Okay. Well, it was a Eagles Super Bowl cry.
Yeah.
A little different than most cries. Then, of course, when Jason Kelsey retired, we know John Ritchie had this famous cry.
This is like uncharted territory for me to be like unable to function.
Were you in Joe DeCamera territory of
absolutely?
Did you cry?
I was bawling. I was bawling.
A lot of people did. I know they
all-timer.
Did.
All-timer. I mean, this is really. I mean,
yeah, that's
I'm not laughing at myself a little bit because
snotty,
I can't
that's
control
not
it
Becky
now.
Wow.
This morning, talking to Joe Wechter, we're walking in.
the best part.
He said, "How you doing?"
Not Joe Wechter.
Joe
I'm trying to laugh this off. It's not funny.
You ain't making it. You ain't making it.
There is also, so it's not the first time that DeCamera, or the last time DeCamera's cried.
Yeah, what do we have
you
here?
You know what you always gets him? They do the Phillies montage before
opening
the
day.
Season starts.
Yes, all the great calls in history. Yeah.
He never makes it. Never.
You burn it. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the beast came out.
You know what that is?
God, it was great.
That's real. That is real. That is not put on by anybody. And the personalities that you saw, they were all real. Yeah. And that montage we just heard, my buddy Joe just sent me a text. And all he wrote was goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's real.
So, John, this is the first time, and I'm really close right now. You might get my first time on the show, morning show crying, because I'm getting...
That meant everything to me.
I'm getting really close here.
Phones, 888, I'm starting to cry. I'm getting very emotional.
Listen, I'm just telling you, man.
It never gets old. No, it never does. Let it out, buddy.
It's coming.
They're coming.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah, I'm crying.
Yes.
It's the first official cry.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
We did it.
Listen.
We did it, guys.
I love the Phillies, man.
Welcome to the Joe DeCamera experience.
I love the Phillies,
wow.
man.
John's
this is our team.
Laugh.
Love it, man.
Was it now? I'm trying to remember. Was
I think this was after
the...
John's. No, so this opening day would have been... I think
that was March 30th is what it's dated.
Kelsey retired
system,
before
so
that.
Yeah,
they did the press conference before that.
This
yeah.
is really...
Yeah, John, maybe glass is throwing stones at glass houses there. Do we have one more recent one here? Maybe the afternoon show? This is what they would call a disputed crime,
yes,
right?
By the individual. Yeah, but we know this is his guy. So.
Yeah, this is Spike defending Daryl Morey, and I think he got choked up.
He succeeded here. You know, Daryl Morey did a good job to get them into this position. He has to finish the job, but this, when he got here, this was not a fix this in 6 months situation. And it might be the last time I say it, but when he got here, he had $120 million a year committed to Ben Simmons, Al Horford, and Tobias Harris. Mm-hmm. That's the whole cap. That is not, you can't build a championship team with those three guys representing essentially the entire salary cap. Yeah. And I commend him for setting up a situation that would succeed, but also I have something in my throat. I'm not crying.
I thought you were getting a little bit choked up.
Yeah, sound like a little bit of crying.
Yeah, a little crying. So here's the question: who is the next WIP personality to cry on air? I mean, we could have the usuals. I mean, if I had put money on it, it'd be the morning show.
Yeah. That sort of making me wonder because Spike's guy's Daryl Morey made him cry. Jason Kelce obviously touched the heart of John Ritchie. Yeah. What would be the Would it be Howie that you get choked up talking about one day?
So I was trying to think back. Have I ever come close to like that kind of emotion
on
the air?
A sports cry?
I don't think I have. Though I have to tell you, and no one, if you remember this take of mine back in there, you won't be surprised. When I did the 16 straight hours on Gabe Kapler Day, guys, I've never experienced what it felt like to be on the, like, 16 straight hours of talking. I felt drunk by the end. I felt like, I don't know, my body felt weird. It was a long time to talk.
You know who the
I felt a little weird, and I don't know, maybe my voice went out that last hour defending Gabe for 16 hours.
I think we could get somebody to bring you to Angry Tears.
Oh, yeah.
Joel Embiid.
Oh, no.
Fighting about Joel Embiid here.
Was it Jay? Jay can definitely make you. Irritated cry.
I'd be a pool of sweat.
I could
by
see
the
angry
end.
Tears from Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe Trey. The Trey fights could bring you to tears.
That might
man.
Be. I mean, we got 9 more years, guys. 9 more years of Trey Turner's contract. I might just cry watching him play between now and the end of this contract. If it's not me, who's it going to be? Morning show. Who hasn't cried yet? You think could cry on the air?
I don't know. Maybe some of the overnight guys, but Jolly's cried before.
He's cried before?
That's a
is
cry?
That him crying?
That's a cry? What is that?
That don't sound that don't sound like a cry.
Are you doubting the authenticity of Jolly's cry?
I mean, I'm not going to share what I think it is,
but it's a family
don't
show.
Sound like a cry.
It's a family show, Hugh.
It sound,
family show.
That's me self-editing.
But Jolly has a tendency to get like very emotional over the air.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm gonna turn my mic off for about 2 seconds. That right there does not sound good.
And then my favorite
when
drop.
You splice them all together, that makes it even worse. It's so childish.
What? I still want to know what happened to John Johnson to get that noise.
So I think I found out it was Fran wearing a Diamondbacks jersey. I think he was wearing a Randy Johnson jersey, producing a show. The Phillies were in the, yeah.
No, listen, Randy Johnson was awesome. Having that jersey in your collection, I'm
I'd
okay
have
with that
reaction too.
But not that one.
I can understand, John.
What are we doing? All right, let's go back to the phones. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Andy?
Andy, don't make me cry.
Andy's too busy crying.
It is a pool of tears. Andy, we'll put you on hold. Philly Rob's up. What's up, Philly Rob?
You guys are cracking me up, boy.
A lot of crying going on around here.
There's a lot of tears flowing in. Y'all got me crying now, boy. Laughing, crying. This is crazy.
Oh, who's your favorite WIP stuff. Cry? Is it Richie?
Oh, it was Richie. I'm just telling you. I was like, no, John, don't do it.
It was so good.
Richie had me in stitches, though, man. And it, y'all keep playing it. It just cracks me up even more. But, no, man, this is a great show, man. I'm telling you, guys have been going crazy this morning. I love it.
Well, thank
and,
you for listening.
Kyle was asking me what's going on. I said, man, Bryce has proven himself to be worth what he is. Saquon is getting there. He's proving that he's worth what he got. So I say we go get that ring, and everything is going to be just beautiful, baby.
And then we'll all be crying together. We'll cry together after we get a ring.
We can have a big hug and a cry together.
We can all cry at the parade, Philly Rob, and that's it.
Oh, my God. Yes. Let the tears stream, baby. Good. It'll be number two.
Super Bowl two, and we all be crying. Philly Rob, we appreciate it. How about that? He's crying tears listening to these guys cry on the air.
Yeah, that jolly cut is just bad.
One more time? Can we hear that before we...
It just sounds so bad.
It sounds almost like... I have like this sense that we shouldn't play it on the air.
Like, yeah, it's a little cringy.
Well, then just tuning in and hearing that, like, oh my God, like, what did they do?
What the hell they do? What the hell is going on? That's a lot. That is a lot.
What caused that? I mean, like, I've yelled before, too, but... That feels like there's more stuff wrong, and it's coming out at work.
That might be a favorite drop I've ever heard.
I'm telling you, that's not about the show. That's not about work.
In a Two Live Crew video. You remember the Two Live Crew?
All right. 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley already passed Bryce Harper in the rankings of the greatest Philadelphia sports signings ever? I don't think so. He needs a Super Bowl to get there. It's an all-time season. He's a great player. But Bryce Harper revived a franchise, not just had a great season.
Resurrection.
He did. I still have Bryce above him. Where do you come down? And I think the Eagles should be the favorite in the game. Did Vegas get it wrong? Who should be the favorite? All your phone calls here. You can even share your favorite WIP cry with us. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. And if you missed it earlier, BG, practice window open. He might be able to play in this Super Bowl. We'll talk about it all on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.